Happiness, and life for that matter, can seem like an amusement park ride. You have your ups, your downs, but eventually it's all over. That's the bad news for fans of the Back to the Future ride at Universal Studios in Hollywood. The thrill ride, based on the 1985 movie, took its last shake and shimmy last night before closing for good.
You are about to embark on a high-speed time travel adventure in which your 8-passenger DeLorean time machine will simulate aerial acrobatics.
Who knew there were so many fans of Back to the Future? They lined up all day yesterday, some wearing costumes. But Sydney Walker, who works at the park, says that recently the ride hasn't been very popular.
This last crowd that you see coming in is the most that I've ever seen for Back to the Future. So it's time. You know, it's time to get something else. People are ready.
Heck, kids today probably couldn't even pick Marty McFly out of a lineup. And even sadder, a few can.
My name is Sam Freiberger. I am 16.
My name is Eddie Egan. And I am 13.
Now, you two weren't even born when Back to the Future came out. Why are you such a fan?
It's corny, but it's timeless. It's goof-tacular. I mean, it's funny how crazy it is, like, in such an 80s look on what things would be like, as if the 80s would go on forever.
But nothing lasts forever, not even long amusement park lines.
So we're getting into the DeLorean now. It's seats 8. The little bar is coming down. Now, this is my first time. Am I going to be terrified?
Absolutely not. It's just a simulated movement. You watch the screen, and it's going to simulate the movements that are appearing on the screen.
Whoa!
Will you see Biff and the DeLorean accelerate to 88 miles per hour and bump him? Accelerating now to 55 miles per hour. 55, 75, 85.
Whoa! Whoa!
At the end of the ride, two guys in their late 20s rush for the exit to get back in line and do it again.
My name is Blake Johnson. This is my buddy Steve. And we're huge BTTF fans. And
BTTFTR, the ride.
I have to say, after having gone on it, the graphics are cheesy. It's not that scary. Michael J. Fox isn't even in it. I mean, what's the attraction of this ride?
The attraction is, you know, when growing up as a kid, watching Back to the Future, you know, you always thought that that's real, that's time travel, and Doc's out there, and maybe one day you'll be able to get a ride with Doc, and maybe, you know, go back in time or go to the future. And this is when you're a young kid and you come to the park and you go on this ride, that's your chance. And I guarantee that's all you're talking about the rest of the day. And it's a sad day because, well, the ride's history.
Everyone keeps using the word nostalgia, and it's so odd. It's nostalgia for a future that never happened and probably never will.
That is weird, and it comes down to the fact where, you know, we don't know what's going to take place in the future, but I hope the DeLorean is still around.
Sorry, Blake. The DeLoreans are going into storage, and this space at Universal Studios is slated for a new thrill ride based on a more timeless product of the 80s, The Simpsons.